Shalom aleichem abuisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Bezer Hashem Mizborach, we're about to begin the seventh topic of Parashas Emor, the Hakdomot of Parashas HaMoyadois, and Shabbos Kodesh. By the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Chof Gimel, Posuk Aleph. Vayidaber Adonoi el Moshe leimor, daber el bnei Yisrael v'omarto aleihem, Moi adei adoinoi asher tikreu esom mikroei koidesh eileheim moi adoi sheishes yomim teose melocho uvayoim ashvii shabash abosoin mikro koidesh kol melocho lo isasu shabos hil adoinoi bechoil moi shevoiseichem. And Hashem told Moshe to tell Am Yisrael, Moi adei Hashem, these are the yomim tovim of Hashem. Asher tikreu oisom, you Am Yisrael, through Bezdin, will determine when the Yomim Tovim are chal, because it is you, Bezdin, who determine whether or not it will be a Shonom Uberes, a leap year with an extra Adar, which decides when Pesach is going to be. Mikro e Kodesh, Yomim Tovim are meant to be a holy gathering. Eilehi Moyadoi, these are my Yomim Tovim. We start off with Shabbos. Sheishes yomim tiyose melocha, for 6 days melocha shall be done. But on the seventh day you must rest. A holy gathering, no melocha may be done. This Shabbos is meant to be for the sake of Hashem, wherever you dwell. Says Rashi, Daber el bnei Yisrael, moyadei Hashem. Asei moyadei shu kol Yisrael bohem. Bezdin has to make sure that the yomim toivim, specifically Pesach, should be at a time where all of Am Yisrael is present in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh for Aliyah L'Regel in the Beis HaMikdosh. Melamed, this teaches us, Sheme'abrim es ha'shono al goluyoit she'ne'ekru mimkoimon la'aloyit l'regel v'adayin lo yigiu li'Yerushalayim. Generally speaking, we know, when is Bezdin me'aber es ha'shono? When do they add, why do they add another Chodesh Ador? Because the Torah tells us that Pesach has to be B'Chodesh Ha'aviv in the spring. Now, if you follow the lunar year only, that will not always be, because the seasons of the year are determined by this solar year. And that is why every now and then we have to add another Adar to make sure that Pesach always falls out in the spring. Says Rashi, there is another reason why Beis Din will sometimes be Me'aber Es HaShono at another month. Let's say the Goluyos, Am Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, left their places in order to come to Yerushalayim L'Regel. But something happened on the way, and they didn't make it yet. That is another reason Bezdin will be Me'aber Es HaShono Ad HaChodesh Ador, in order that they should make it to Yerushalayim, and this way the Bnei Yisrael will be in Yerushalayim to celebrate Moyadei Hashem. Sheishes yomim frekt Rashi, ma'inyan Shabbos etzel moyadois. The title of Posuk Beis was, Eilehim moyadoi, these are my yomim toivim. Shabbos is not a yomtif. What's it doing over here? Emfet Rashi lelamedcho, coming to teach us. Shekol amechaleles ha-moyadois, ma'alin olov kilu chileles ha-shaboses. Although a person that's mechalel yomtif is only chayve lavin, he's only chayve malkis, not Mrs. Bezdin, nevertheless, the Torah is equating him to somebody who was Mechalel Shabbos, which is much more severe. He's Chayim Mises Bezdin. V'chol ha-mekayim es ha-moyadois, if you keep Yom Tif, ma'alin olov kilu kiyem es ha-shabosois, we consider him as if he kept Shabbos. Ad kan, the seventh topic of Parshas Emor, the Hakdomo to Parshas ha-moyadois and Shabbos. On to the eighth topic, Pesach and Chagamatzois, Posuk Dalet. Eile moyadei adoinoi mikroei koidesh asher tikreu esom b'moyadom. These are the yomim tovim of Hashem, holy gatherings, that you, Beis Din, should determine when they're going to fall out, because you, Beis Din, decide when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Says Rashi, Eile moyadei Hashem. Lemalo in posuk beis asher tikreu esom was telling us, medaber be'ibur shono. Beis Din decides what year is going to be a leap year. V'kan in posuk dalid asher tikreu oisom medaber bekidush achoynesh. Beis Din decides when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Posuk hey b'chodesh orishoin b'arba'o osor l'chodesh Beinu Aboyim Pesach Ladoinoi. On the first month, namely Chodesh Nisan, on the 14th day of the month in the afternoon, that's when you bring a Korban Pesach to Hashem. Says Rashi, Beinu Aboyim Sheishoyis Ulamala, from midday and up, 6 hours into the day. Pesach Lashem Hakrovas Korban Sheshmoi Pesach. Pozuk Vov Uvachamisho Osor Yoyim Lachodesh Hazeh. And on the 15th day of this month, Chodesh Nisan, that's when Chag HaMatzos begins. For 7 days from Tesvov Nisan through Chof Aleph Nisan, you should eat Matzos.
B'ayoyim orishoin mikro koidesh yihye lochem kol meleches avoido lo yisasu v'inkravtem yishel adoinoi shivas yomim. ביום הראשון מקרא קודש כל מלאכת עבודה לא יעשו.
The Yom Tov of Chag HaMatzos is for 7 days, but only on the first and last day is it kol melechas avoido lo yisasu. You can't do melacha because the 5 days in the middle is chol hamoed and you're allowed to do melechas avoido. But all 7 days are equal in regard that the ikravtem ishel Hashem shivas yomim, a korban musaf must be brought on all 7 days.
Says Rashi, ikravtem ishe heima musafim hu amurim beparshas Pinchos.
In our parsha, it doesn't detail what are the korbanos. The details will be discussed in parshas Pinchos. Over here, it just says generally bring a korban musaf to Hashem. Frank Rashi v'lomor nemukan. Why is it mentioned over here? It's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Plus, it doesn't even say the details of which korbanos do you bring. So what is the purpose? Our pasuk, v'ikravtem ish el Hashem, is telling you that the musafim are not me'akev ze'ze. V'ikravtem ish el Hashem mikol mokoim. Whatever you have, let's say you don't have all the musafim, 2 porim, 1 aisle, and 7 kvosim. You don't have all of them. You only have some of them. Imein porim hove elim, vimein porim ve'elim hove kvosim. Whatever you have, you should bring. Shiv as yomim, kol mokim shenemar shiv as, as opposed to shiv o or sheva, it means shem dovaru. Shavua shal yomim, a unit of 7 days, a 7 day unit. We're not counting 7 days. Rather, it's a bulk, a 7 day unit.
And
Meleches avoido. What does it mean, meleches avoido? By Shabbos, it says, kol melocha lo yisasu. By Yom Tov, first and last day, meleches avoido. Says Rashi, it means, afilo melocha yisach hashuvo yislochem avoido v'tzoyrech. Even if it's a choshev melocha that you need to do, שיש חיסון כיס בבטולו שלהם. You lose money by not doing it. כגון דבר העובד. Even that may not be done on Yom Tov. What's the chiddush? Even though on Chol HaMoed, the days in between, the first and last day, you're allowed to do דבר העובד. But on Yom Tov, you may not.
כך הבנתי מתורס קרני, that that's the פשט נבוידו. Even a מלוכו that you need to do, and it's going to be חיסון כיס if you don't.
The Torah's Kohenim says, Diketoni, Yochoy lav choyle shel moyed yosu b'melechas avoido, that even Dovero Oved, that Dovero Oved is also even on Chol HaMoed. The Torah's Kohenim Darshan, no, it's not also. From that I understand, says Rashi, that avoido is referring to meleches Dovero Oved, something that you'll end up losing money if you don't do the melacha. Adkan, the 8th topic of Pesach and Chag HaMatzos. On to the 9th topic, Korban Oimel, brought on the 2nd day Pesach, Tezayin Nisan.
Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe le'mor, daber el bnei Yisrael ve'omarto aleihem, ki savoyu el ha'oretz, asher ani noisein lochem uktzartem es ketziro, v'avisem es oimer reshis ketzirechem el ha'kohen.
And Hashem told Moshe to tell Am Yisrael, when you come to the land, Eretz Yisrael, that I am giving you, and you will harvest, it's harvest. That's when the harvesting time of the barley starts, around Pesach time. V'avisem es oimer, bring a korban o oimer. An oimer is a measurement
of a tenth of an epha. Reishis ketzirchem el hakoyen. The first cutting, the first harvesting, should be for the korban ha'omer and bring it to the kohen. Says Rashi, Reishis ketzirchem. Shtei rishoyin el hakotzir, that's the first thing you cut in the field, is for the ha'omer. Oimer is a siris ha'epha, kachishmo. That's the measurement of an asiris ha'epha, is called an oimer. Like we find by the man, vayamoidu bo'oimer. They measured with this measurement called an oimer, which is a tenth of an epha. And the kohen should do tnufa on this oimer in front of Hashem. Tnufa means you wave it forwards and backwards to the four directions and up and down. Lirtzoinechem. If you do it properly, this will be lerotzein lochem. It will be accepted by Hashem and you will be appeasing Him. L'mimochoras haShabbos. When is this done? The day after Yom Tov. The day after Tesvav Nisan, the first Yom Tov of Pesach, Yenifenu HaKoyen, that's when the Kohen does Tnufa. Says Rashi, Ve'iniv kol Tnufa, means Moilichu Mevi, forwards and backwards, the four directions, Malo Moirid, up and down. Moilichu Mevi, why? Latzor Ruchois Rois, to stop the bad winds. Malo Moirid, Latzor Tlolim Roim, to stop the bad dews and rain that come down. Lirotzoinichem, if you do it properly, it will be accepted by Hashem for you. It doesn't mean Shabbos of Shabbos Bereshis every seventh day. Rather, which is referred to as Shabbos. How do I know? Because a regular Shabbos, how am I supposed to know which one of the 50 Shabbos a year is this going to be? It's got to be something that we could refer to that we just spoke about. Namely, right after the Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. For more details about this Korban HaOmer, take a look above in Parashas Vayikra. In the 5th Mincha, in Perek Beis, Posuk Yudalit, Vim Takriv Minchas Bikurim, that's this Minchas HaOmer that we're talking about over here. Posuk Yud Beis Vasisem Ebyoy Manifechem Es HaOmer Keves Tomim Ben Shnosoy Le'oylo Ladoinoy. And on the day that you wave the Oymer, you bring this Korban HaOmer that we just described, together with it you also bring a sheep, a whole sheep without any blemish within its first year of life for a Korban HaOmer to Hashem. Says Rashi, Vasisem keves, choiva lo oimer ubo. It's a choiva, a keves that comes together with the Korban HaOmer. Posuk Yud Gimel, umin chosoi, shnei esroinim, soi les belulov, Hashem, eni shel adoinoi, reach nichoyach, v'nisko yayin, revi'is hahin. Later on in the Torah in Parsha Shlach, the Torah will tell us that together with every Korban HaOmer and Shlomim, you bring what we call a Minchas Nesochim, flour mixed with oil and wine. How much flour? So for a sheep, you bring one Isoin. For a ram, you bring two Esoinim. And for a cow, you bring three Esoinim. And wine, for a sheep, you bring a Revi Sahin. Also oil, wine, also oil, a Revi Sahin. And for a ram, you bring a shlishi sahin, a third of a hin. And for a par, you bring a chatzi hin. But over here is a chiddush. Even though we're dealing with a keves, and therefore its mincha should have been one isoroin, says the Torah, no, chiddush. Mincha so oimel, mincha so kfula, u mincha so shnei esroinim, soiles brulov Hashemen, fine flour mixed with oil. Ishel Hashem to put on the fires of Hashem completely. No kmitza don reach nichoyach. V'nisko yain reviyisahin. Even though the flour is doubled, but the wine, and Chazal tell us also the oil, is not doubled. That stays the same, a revis hahin. Says Rashi, minchosoy minchas nesochov, the mincha that comes with every korban oilo. Over here, shnei esroidim, kfula hoisa, it's double than the regular minchas nesochim of a keves. V'nisko yayin revis ahin, af al pishem in chosei kfula is doubled, but ein nesach of kfulim, the wine. And similarly, the oil is not doubled.
Posuk yudalet velechem vekoli vechamel lo yisoichelu ad etzem ayoyim azeh ad aviyachem eskoban eloyichem chukas ilom ladeiroyseichem vechoy lamoyshevoyseichem.
In Posuk yudalet, the Torah tells us about the Isur of Chodosh. You may not eat from the grain that was planted after Pesach until you bring the korban ha'omer and the following Pesach. Velechem, whether it be bread, vekoli, whether it be flour that was ground from grain that was dried up and baked in the oven, whether it be kalmel, grains themselves, kernels themselves that were parched in the oven, you may not eat them. And etzem ayoyim hazeh, until this very day, tezayin nisan, until you bring the korban ha'omer. This is a choik forever, for all your generations to come, wherever you live. And Rashi will tell us, machloik is the chazal, what is the definition of b'chol moish v'seichem?
Says Rashi, v'koli kemach osui mikarmel rach, shemiyam shinoi b'tanol.
Flour made from karmel. Karmel is the fresh, moist kernels, but you can't grind moist kernels. You have to dry it in the oven, and then you grind it up. The karmel hin kloyos. The kloyos themselves, the kernels themselves, when you put it in the oven, the kernels, they get sweet like candy.
B'chol moish v'seichem, literally, in all your dwelling places.
Says Rashi, nechlo kuboy chachmei Yisrael, machloikis n'chazal.
Yeish elomdu mikan, shachodosh noig, b'chutz la'oretz,
which would be the simple reading of the word, b'chol moish v'seichem, wherever you live.
V'yesh oimrim, no. Avada chodosh is only in Eretz Yisrael.
So how do you understand Mechol Moish V'Seichem? Lo'yibo ha'kosu ve'lo'yibo elo le'lamed, sh'lo instavu ala chodosh, elo la'acha yerusha v'yeshiva, mishakovshu v'cholku. That the Isra of Chodosh only began 14 years after they entered Eretz Yisrael, the amount of time that it took them to capture and to settle, to divide the land. And that is what Mechol Moish V'Seichem means, when you're settled down, when you dwell in the land. But according to this opinion, the Isur Chodosh is only in Eretz Yisrael.
Ad kan, the ninth topic of Parshas Emor, Korban Ha'omer.